He is also the author of Normal's Big Book of Marijuana Facts, but you probably know him as the host of Normal's live internet radio podcast, Normal Live Show, where he's known as Radical Russ.
How we doing, Hempfast McWilliams? Who wants to win something free? Want to win a free t-shirt? Come up here, I need four people to compete to win free t-shirts. Come on up, hurry, I only got a little bit of time. Here's the gentleman right here, your contestant number one. Where's contestant number two? I need some ladies here, right? This ain't gonna be a sausage party here. Let me get a lady up here. Got a lady contestant. Any ladies wanna compete in the, you'll win a free t-shirt. Hurry it up. All right.
Contestant three? All
right. Contestant four, where's contestant four?
My friend Mike.
Contestant four. All right. So, we are going to play a little game here because people ask me, hey Russ, how do you get a job working for Normal? That must be pretty cool, working for Normal. I have to admit it is. I do Normal Show Live. It's a talk radio show every weekday, 1 o'clock Pacific, at live.normal.org. I have a studio in my house, so my commute is to walk downstairs, load up a big fat bowl, and tell people the news about marijuana. And we do interviews, and we do live music, and all sorts of cool stuff. So check it out at live.normal.org. But people ask me, Russ, when you go to work for Normal, is there a drug test? Ha 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 ha. And I say, well, as a matter of fact, there is a drug test to work for Normal, and it's multiple choice. So, gentlemen, are you ready? You got A, B, and C in front of you, right? These are multiple choice questions, and you're going to answer A, B, or C as to which one you think is right. And whoever gets the most right is the winner of the contest. You get free Normal t-shirts. Are you ready? All right. Question number one. Which one of these three drugs, according to the federal government, is not a medicine? A, cannabis. B, cocaine. C, methamphetamine. A, B, or C? Let's see it. A, B, or C? Hold them up. A, B, or C real quick. Got B. Says cocaine. Says cannabis. The gentlemen who answered A are correct. According to federal law, cannabis is not medicine. Marijuana is not medical. Do you believe that?
No.
No, that's bullshit if you ask me. But yeah, cocaine and methamphetamine are both prescribable. They're Schedule 2, and yet marijuana is Schedule 1. Coke and meth are legal, but pot is not.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Of these three countries, which one of these three countries locks up the most people in prison? Is it A, China, B, Europe? Well, that's not a country, it's a continent, but you get my point. Or C, the USA? All right, you answered C. You are correct. The United States of America locks up more people, not per capita, overall. We lock up more people than China, and they've got 1.6 billion people.
Fuck the police.
That's right.
All right, question number three. There's only two more questions here, and we've got two guys with both of them right so far. So which one of these three chemicals is not a cannabinoid? Is it A, CBD, B, THCV, or C, CBGB? CBGB is the correct answer. CBGB is a punk rock club in New York. And our final question, this is a tough one. In which of these three presidents' career, you know, their term when they were in office, was there less people arrested for marijuana when they left versus when they started? Is it A, Nixon, B, Reagan, or C, Clinton? It is B, Ronald Reagan. At the beginning of Reagan's term, 400,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana every year. At the end of his term, it was 380,000. That's the only president over which the term has gone down, believe it or not, other than President Carter as well. So, right now, how many arrests do we have per year? Twice that, 850,000 marijuana arrests per year. Now, here's a surprise. Since I'm at Hempfest and I'm really stoned, I didn't keep score. You're all winners. Bring those to the Normal booth down there, and I'll get you free t-shirts. It's past the main stage when you guys are on your way out. Hit me up, and I'll get you a free t-shirt, all right? Also, remember, everybody, register to vote. I know a lot of people don't think it makes a difference, but it really does. You know why they don't ever change gun control laws or abortion laws? Because those people go out and vote. And there are 25 million of us in this country. There are more tokers than Texans. There's more of us than there are people. Texas. There are more daily marijuana smokers than there are people with $5 million net worth. That, I like to say there's more daily potheads than rich people. So we've got power. We can recognize that. Please tune into my show. If you'd like to know more about Normal Show Live, I've got all sorts of little flyers with the website and all that. You can download it through iTunes. Keep informed. Keep educated. This is just a cute little game, but really, you got to learn what we're talking about here. This is important. This is your right. Stay out of jail. We love each and every one of you. Peace. I'm Radical Russ out.
Thank you for coming out here, Radical Russ. That was a very informative...